Jessica, we're starting things off talking about the Mescalero Apache banning Otero County Commissioner Coy Griffin. And now, can you share with us why the tribe said that he was banned from the reservation?
Yes, so let me just start by reiterating that the ban applies only to Mr. Griffin. It doesn't apply to the rest of the Otero County commissioners, and it doesn't apply to members of Cowboys for Trump, which is part of the issue here. So the tribe leadership said that Mr. Griffin was on reservation land and filmed two live videos, which he posted to Facebook, Cowboys for Trump's Facebook page. Now, within those videos, that content is what the tribe was concerned about. Gabe Aguilar, president of the Mescalero Apache tribe, said in one video there were tribal members who were being very critical of the tribal leadership, number one, but also that some of the information they had shared and which was published live was inaccurate and untrue. So he criticized Mr. Griffin for sharing that without verifying the information. The second video was a very short one of Mr. Griffin receiving a traditional blessing. Now, President Aguilar said the problem with that video was that it's a very solemn ceremony, and Mr. Griffin was not taking it seriously. Number one, there was a lot of laughter going on. There was some comments, some political comments happening at the same time. So all of these reasons combined, the tribe took the step of banning him from going back onto Mescalero Apache reservation land. Now, we spoke with Mr. Griffin, who said he was very surprised at the decision, that he'd not been contacted by tribe leadership before the decision was made, and that his intentions were not to do what they had said was the result of those videos.
Okay, now we're going to go on to news from the New Mexico Activities Association. They recently held an emergency meeting that issued new standards for student athletes in the state during this pandemic. What can you tell us?
Correct. So the NMMA Board of Directors has said that this year, because COVID-19 has changed everything, that they want to be able to provide a very broad eligibility base for student athletes. And their decision means that any student athlete with failing grades is allowed and now eligible to play athletics. Now, something to note about this decision is that it isn't a blanket decision. It doesn't apply to districts as a wholesale. Districts can choose to adopt this standard or choose not to adopt it. And what we know in Southeast New Mexico is because we are still very COVID-19 infection rate is very high, our student athletes aren't necessarily participating in practice. And though plans are still happening for local school districts to engage in athletics, the question will remain, will those athletic directors, will those school board members decide to adopt this to allow student athletes with failing grades to participate, or will they decide to go their own way?
Jessica, thanks for the update. We'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it.